You are listening to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, episode number 1, Intuitive Eating, How to Stop Dieting Once and for All and Start Practicing Healthy Eating as a Lifestyle. Even though diets are meant to help us get on a healthy path with weight management and better physical conditions, they often can be too extreme and limiting, which only backfire on us. Intuitive eating is based on honoring the individual self and breaking free from labels that enforce the one-size-fits-all model of fad diets. As we honor ourselves and our individuality, we learn to listen to what we truly need to feel healthy, vibrant, and alive. And in this episode, I share with you a powerful technique that helps you eat intuitively to live the healthy lifestyle that is already yours to claim. I'm Sean Sally. Welcome to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. It is our happiness that wakes us up, heal what we feel, enliven what's been dormant, and lead us to ultimate health and wellness. Hello and welcome to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast. I'm your host, Sean Sally, and today I am so excited to be sharing this topic with you on intuitive eating. Now, I just absolutely had to talk about this with you guys because, you know, as a health coach, many people come to me because they are struggling with what to eat. You know, the way we can break this down is quite simple. You know, there are so many diets out there, right? I mean, I can name a few just to get us started. There's vegan, there's paleo, there's Atkins, South Beach, the Beverly Hills diet, the macrobiotic diet, the Ayurvedic diet, the grain diet. You know, the list goes on and on and on. What this ultimately means is that there's just too much noise out there. Because if you talk to 10 different experts, they will tell you 10 different things. And before you know it, none of those paths cross and you end up not being able to eat anything. Or you just have to eat raw kale and then you might get diarrhea, right? So as a health coach, what I have noticed is that ultimately, what we are after is not a specific one-size-fits-all diet, but rather the most important diet for you is your own intuitive diet. And I believe that the best way for any of us to get on that path of health and wellness is to truly tune into our own selves. Because nobody else out there knows what you're feeling. Nobody's out there, whether it's a doctor or a therapist, your best friend, your husband, your wife, your children, your colleagues, your priest. Nobody knows what you are feeling but you. And so, you know, for some, perhaps a paleo diet works very well because, well, they happen to stumble upon a system that works for them. And to which I say, hey, more power to you. You know, I got to figure out what works for you. But I just recently spoke to Barb and she was telling me that she had been on a gluten-free diet for 4.5 years because she was having major stomach issues and digestive issues, and although the gluten-free diet made her feel somewhat better, she said her symptoms returned, and really, sometimes above and beyond medical conditions, we have many, many symptoms that are really just on the surface. These symptoms are there because they're actually signaling a much deeper issue, which obviously goes beneath the surface. And so when we scratch the surface, we'll find that it is our disconnection to our own selves that ultimately lead to these types of symptoms arising. Because really, truly, it's just your body's way of speaking to you, right? Because, you know, the body doesn't lie. The body is extremely intuitive. The body is extremely intelligent, and the body is extremely intertwined and interconnected to your emotions. And your emotions are directly tied to your heart. So, intuitive eating, what does that mean? So, you know what a fad diet is. You know, a fad diet is a one-size-fits-all model that says, well, you can eat X, Y, and Z, but you can't eat A, B, C. As let's say the example of veganism. You know, that's pretty self-explanatory. As a vegan, one would not eat any animal products, any dairy products, and one's diet would be consisting of all plant-based foods. Simple enough. That particular diet could work for many people. Some people adapt that diet as a lifestyle because they also have social and spiritual beliefs about eating animals or not wanting to eat animals, and so they have made it into a lifestyle to be vegan. And for some people, it works beautifully, but for some of us, it may be difficult to give up meat or chicken or dairy or seafood entirely for the rest of your life. So for some of us who have experienced going on diets, staying on them for a couple weeks, couple months, couple years, and noticing that whatever that particular style of diet may have been effective for a short period of time, but in the long run, it does not become a lifestyle per se. Well, because here's the truth. I mean, we all have innately certain desires, you know, when it comes to food, because when it comes to eating, it isn't just about the food that we eat. You know, there's so many different aspects of meal sharing, community, connection, intimacy, fun, the delight of sensations, you know, as in when you eat something really, really delicious. I mean, it makes your mouth really happy, and in turn makes your stomach really happy. And knowing that intuitive eating is really tuning into your body and asking yourself if certain foods and certain types of foods work better for you, and depending on the time of day that you need to eat. Some people are completely okay skipping breakfast. Some people are absolute monsters when they skip breakfast, meaning they get really grouchy. Some people are hangry when they skip meals. Some people need to eat smaller meals throughout the day. So there's really not a one-size-fits-all way to eat. And this is why diets, for the most part, fail and do not become a long, sustainable lifestyle. So I've been practicing intuitive eating for quite some time now because, you know, there are many, many modalities that I practice to be in touch with my body, And what that ultimately means is I have many, many practices that help me get in touch with my feelings. This has been ongoing for some time now, but I was not always this way. At one point I was very, very disconnected with my feelings. And that was when my body went into, I'm going to call it retrograde. You know how some planets go into retrograde? Well, that's what my body did. My body basically held a protest for 7 years. And what started out as tiny dizzy spells manifested into full-blown panic attacks where I could not drive. It started out as not being able to drive long distance, and as my condition worsened, I noticed that I was unable to drive more and more, to a point where I was practically homebound. And that was a devastating period of my life. And needless to say, I was going in and out of emergency rooms, and I thought there was something inherently wrong with me physically. And I ran through so many different tests and EKGs and, CAT scans, brain scans, and the doctors found nothing. In fact, I was so healthy physically, meaning they couldn't find anything on the physical realm. So why was my body freaking out? And I'm just going to come out and tell you guys, because, I really need you to know how powerful you are as your own healer, okay? Because I ultimately healed myself and cured myself and released and let go of these full-blown panic attacks from the inside out, right? So what that means is what I needed to heal was not on a physical level. What I needed to heal was on an emotional level. Because you see, your body is a tool. Your body is an indicator of your emotions, which is a brilliant, beautiful thing. You literally have a system, a machine that's called a body that works for you, that will give you signals to tell you that something that is not tangible, but that is much more significant than the material, that is out of whack. So if you're emotionally off balance, if there are things happening in your life that you are not being honest with, don't worry, your body will let you know. So what happened with my body was, not only did it go into panic mode, and the retrograde kicked in into high gear, and I also was not able to lose all this weight that I had gained from my second pregnancy. I had held on to weight after my first pregnancy, but after my second baby, it was extremely difficult for me to get rid of all that baby weight. And it wasn't until 2.5 years later, after I had my baby, that I decided to make a difference, that I made a conscious decision to change. And that was when the transformation began. And this is really my personal journey that I'm sharing with you, because I have truly, I don't even know if desperate is the right word, but I was truly praying for a miracle, because my life was unrecognizable to me. the vibrant, healthy body that I had was nowhere to be found. I didn't really recognize the woman that was staring back at me in front of the mirror. And so I realized that my disconnection with myself, my own self, was the culprit, and that the answers did not reside outside of me. And so without getting into any fad diets, I made a commitment to myself to really start tuning in and listen to my own body and honoring my own body. And so intuitive eating is listening to your own body and learning the patterns and rhythms of your own maximum health, because every body is different. So how can an expert determine what is best for you? You know, you can try different things, but even then, sometimes it could be a hybrid of, you know, three or four different diets that you need, right? You don't know. So you don't know if paleo is going to work for you, and just because somebody else, an expert or a friend, you know, or these books and magazines and articles out there tell you that this is the only way you can lose weight or feel better or get healthier. You know, you can really start questioning, because if it doesn't feel right for you, that's number one. And number two, if it's no fun, then it is not for you. And listen, you guys, on this podcast, 90% of everything we do here is about fun, pleasure, and desire. That is the Epicurean way. And the more we tune into our fun and pleasure and desire, that's when our bodies will be in so much alignment with what truly is inherent in each and every one of us, which is just joy. You know, joy is our inherent nature. Okay. The opposite is actually not, you know. I mean, have you ever seen a grumpy baby? The baby's only grumpy when its needs are not met, but by nature, babies are happy, right? So if you are grumpy because you're eating stuff that you don't want to eat because some expert tells you that that's what you need to eat to lose weight, to be healthier, I say, now would be a really good time to start practicing intuitive eating. Okay, so intuitive eating. How then do we honor our body? How do we honor ourselves? How do we listen to this instrument called the body to allow it to guide us to ultimate health and wellness? You know, intuitive eating is creating a biofeedback system inherently inside yourself, right? To be self-connected physically, emotionally, mentally, spiritually. Okay, so I have so many tips to share with you, but I'm going to simplify it today. I'm going to give you one tip, okay? And this has helped me really to get in touch with my body by tapping into my emotions. So the more in touch you are with your emotions and how you feel, the more you can get in touch with your body, because like I said, the body is intelligent and it never lies. The body doesn't know how to lie. So because the body doesn't know how to lie, if you align yourself with your emotions, then your body will give you a biofeedback as a way of letting you know whether you are truly in alignment with yourself or not, right? And when you're truly aligned with yourself, meaning you are happy, you're grounded, you're balanced, you're well-adjusted, then there would be no need for your heart to palpitate. There would be no need for your body to hold on to extra weight. There would be no need for some form of self-protection. There would be no need for your body to start mutating and start feeling dis-ease, right? So how do we tune in and tap into our bodies? Okay, the most powerful way, one of the most powerful ways to tune into your body is to do this exercise. So there are two exercises you can do, and this is what you can do to start listening literally with your body, what you're feeling, okay? And I'm giving you this process with my own feedback because, like I said, everybody is different. So the way that your body communicates with you may be very different from the way my body communicates with me. But once you understand how your body reacts, then you can ask your body. Anytime you feel off balance, anytime you feel out of alignment, you can ask your body where you are. Because if you ask your mind, it's going to lie. Okay? The mind is a court jester. The mind is a trickster. The mind, a lot of the times, will be operating from a place of fear and old conditioning that no longer serve you. So, how to tune into your body. So we can go through this exercise right now. You can sit in a comfortable position. It really only takes about 5 minutes, so which makes it so beautiful, right? Because we're so busy, but if you can tune into your body every day for 5 minutes, I'm telling you, this is really going to revolutionize your relationship with your body, meaning your relationship with your emotions and tapping into and tuning into what truly makes you come alive or what truly sucks the living daylight out of your soul and spirit, right? So sitting down, cross-legged or in a chair, doesn't matter, but be comfortable, completely relax your body, and start scanning your body from your head to your from your toes all the way up to your head. So scanning the toes, scanning your feet, scanning your calves, scanning your knees, and some love to your knees. A lot of people have issues with their knees, so send a lot of love and traveling up from your knees and scanning up through your thighs, your quads, your glutes, your pelvic area, your sacral area, and going up to your lower belly and your stomach, your solar plexus, and all the way up to your heart and out through your limbs, your fingers, all your digits, and back up to your shoulders, and going up to your neck. Just scan every single part of your body and be one with every single one of your cells. And scanning your face, your lips, your nose, your cheeks, your ears, your eyes, your eyebrows, your third eye, your forehead, the top of your head, and the crown of your head. Scanning through your entire body, understand and notice how you feel and what you're feeling. And you could ask your body a question that you know is the absolute truth. So let's say if you love the color purple. Okay, I love the color purple. So I could say, I love the color purple. And I would imagine a field of lavender, just a field of the color purple, which, you know, literally just makes my heart sing. And as I have this imagery in my mind, I am smelling the scent of lavender and I'm imagining the color purple. And I say to myself, I love the color purple. And what happens through my body is it gives me this biofeedback, this confirmation that I am congruent. My thoughts, my words, and my emotions are, everything is in alignment. So because everything is congruent, my body lets me know that this is an element of truth. And when you know what is true for you, your body will feel really good. Okay? That's also a guidance system. So as I scan my body, I think of this imagery of the lavender field. I think of this imagery of being surrounded in the color purple. What I sense in my body is a feeling of empowerment right in my solar plexus. That's how my body gives me signals when I know something to be true, when I know that something feels in alignment with who I am and what I think and feel. And so when I say what I think, I'm not talking about the mental constructs of what my ego makes up, but, you know, let's say there's a thought as in, okay, I love the color purple. Okay. That is a thought construct. Okay. That thought construct in nature is neither positive or negative. It's just a thought. Okay. But it's when the mind interjects its own interpretation, that is when the ego comes into play. And that is when the mind becomes very, very tricky. And that's when you get confused and then you become out of touch with your body. So going back to what you are feeling, like I said, and for me, I feel this sense of grounding in my solar plexus. And so it feels very stable and powerful. And it also makes my heart feel open, because when I'm in alignment with my truth, my heart feels open. It feels expansive. It feels like I can breathe easily. And another area for me that is very indicative of how I feel is my throat. So when I am in alignment with my truth, meaning what I'm feeling is congruent with how I truly, genuinely feel on the inside, not what my mind is telling me what I feel. Do you guys get the difference? Okay. What my body is telling me, right? That is something that I can feel in my throat. So when my body is telling me the truth, and the body never lies, my throat completely opens, and I can breathe very easily. There's an inflow and outflow of breath, and the energetic exchange between me and the world is quite fluid. Okay. Now, if I were to say a radical lie, and it could be as simple as, okay, I hate the color purple. I know this to be a lie. I know that that is not the truth of what I believe, right? So when I say I don't like the color purple, what my body will signal to me, and I can feel it already, you know, when my body is out of alignment with what makes it feel good, meaning the feelings know when something is in alignment with the truth or not in alignment with the truth. Meaning when something is true, it's aligning with love. When something is not true, it is aligning with fear. Okay. Because the opposite of love is not hate. The opposite of love is fear. So when I am not aligning with truth, my body will immediately shut down, starting in the solar plexus. That's a place where I feel disempowered. It almost feels hollow. And my heart will start to contract, and it's a literal physical sensation, right? It feels restrictive, and it almost feels as though I'm having a hard time breathing, and my throat closes up. So even as right now, as I'm speaking with you, because I am deliberately telling a lie about color purple not being my favorite. In fact, I used a pretty strong word, and I said, "Hate. I hate the color purple." My body knows it's a lie, and so it's telling me, "No, Sean, you're lying. It's not how you genuinely feel." So it will tell me that it's a lie. And the more you tune into what your body tells you, the more you can tune into what is good for your body, because it's going to feel good. So the more you practice this, the more you can increase the sensitivity of what you eat and what is beneficial for you personally, and what doesn't agree with your body personally. Okay. It's a very powerful technique, and it takes practice. And the more you practice, the better you get. So really, it's about your body giving you signals about what's truly going on the inside, right? And because your body is so smart, the more you are tuned into how you feel, the more you can quickly understand and know what your body truly needs. So you may start to discover that, hey, you know what? Actually, fish just doesn't really work well for me. You know, even though every expert out there says, you know, you need to eat salmon because not the Frankenfish kind of fish, but, you know, wild caught salmon has a lot of fish oil, omega-3s, you know, vitamin E. Maybe it doesn't work well for you. You know, maybe you need other sources of vitamin E. Maybe you need to eat walnuts. And yeah, maybe you need to take supplements. Maybe you need to eat avocados. You don't know until you tune in, right? And some people don't do well with meat. And I'm one of those people. But having said that, you know, because I have practiced the art of tuning into myself, I have practiced the art of intuitive eating, I have come to a place where my body and I are quite close. And my body gives me many signals. And my body will tell me once a month when I need to eat red meat. And the signal is really strong, and the signal comes in the form of a very intense craving for like a big piece of steak, right? Typically like a grass-fed organic ribeye, filet mignon, you know, and, but that's not all the time. And my body does that because my body is getting ready for, my moon cycle. And that happens without me even, mentally, you know, understanding, because my mind, the mind is quite disconnected from the physical body and the emotional body, you know, because our mind is for the most part is living out from these old patterns and conditions. And so the mind is really, really good at holding on to old patterns and not necessarily listening to what is needed, what is progressive, what will ultimately help you transform, right? And that's why we keep falling back into old patterns, you know? And so if you're not being intuitive with your own body, then you program your body to become the mind. And that's ultimately what happens to all of us. When we start acting out of habit, that's essentially what happens, because you have inadvertently programmed your body to be the mind. And so now your body is used to a series of programs that'll say, okay, well, I need dopamine because, or, you know, I need these negative emotions because my body's addicted to these chemicals that are being released from having all these negative emotions. And the body, or, you know, it'll say, okay, I'm addicted to chocolate, or I'm addicted to alcohol, because inadvertently, if you're not being mindful intuitively and listening to your body, and you train your body into wanting certain things, then the mind and the body start working together. And it will keep you in a paradigm that you feel you don't know how to get out of. So one of the quickest ways to get out of this paradigm is for you to check in with your body. And this powerful exercise will help you to do that. And the more you do that with your physical body, checking in, tuning in, and listening to how you feel, feeling into how you feel, that's where the transformation happens. Because the body never lies. And the mind's going to trick you. And the mind's going to trick the body. And so before, you know, what we can do is, before the mind can trick the body, we can disrupt that system, right? By truly not listening to what the mind thinks the body wants, but going straight to the source and asking yourself, what am I feeling? What am I feeling? Okay. This, I promise you, this is going to revolutionize how you eat, because ultimately what your body wants is health. Okay, there's not a single body out there that yearns for dis-ease on any level. The body is designed to crave health, and it is only going to go into retrograde and want things that are not good for the body when we are not listening to what we are truly wanting and desiring and what truly makes us happy on an emotional level. Okay, that's when the body's like, well, listen, because you're not giving me what I need, because I'm emotionally starved, I'm just going to ask for 5 gallons of ice cream, 10 bags of Doritos, and then I'm going to just check out. And I'm going to build this layer of protection because I'm not going to let anything else in. And that is when we become so disconnected with our bodies and our emotions that dis-ease will kick in and say, okay, now I'm taking over because you're still not listening to me. Right? So be an advocate for your body. Be diligent and be vigilant about guarding your emotions. You know, there aren't enough tools out there, I believe, because we live in such a masculine society these days that we have undermined the power of our emotions. And the masculine way of doing things is, you know, very factual and very systematic. And so the minute we get into the realm of emotions, you know, there's a lot of backlash from that, right? There's a lot of like, well, that's just, you know, woo-woo and touchy-feely. But, you know, touchy-feely means that is a space where true transformation can take place. You know, we don't connect with a piece of artwork because it's all made of facts and figures and it makes sense, right? Art touches us in ways that words can't express because it touches us on an emotional level, like a beautiful piece of music. And it touches us on a level that is intangible. And because something is intangible and is in the realm of the feminine, somehow we've learned collectively as a society to discount that very essence of something that is intangible and yet transformative and powerful. And I say it's time for us to claim that back. I say it's time to harness the power in the intangible, the power in the softness, the power in vulnerability. That's the birthplace of creativity and innovation and expression and progress and ultimately your personal evolution. So I'm very, very excited for you to try out this practice and get in touch with your body, get in touch with your emotions, and start eating in ways that will truly allow your body to thrive. And you will see that not only is your body going to thrive, you're going to feel so amazing. Thank you so much for listening to the Feminine Epicurean Podcast, where we soften into joy for an epic life. You can find me on Facebook at Shan Sally. That's Shan Sally. And you can also find me on Instagram at Shan Sally Health. That's Shan Sally Health. I would love to connect with you. Feel free to DM me on Facebook or Instagram or leave me a message here on the Feminine Epicurean Podcast. Until next time.